bright up there, you know, and we'd all huddle down, especially as kids, you know.
Really, get our clothes together.
That's right, those blankets. Yeah, I can remember how we'd have a base burner stove, you know.
Oh, yes.
Remember those that
burnt
the hard coal?
As a matter of fact, it
burned. Well, I can remember that. We'd put it away in the spring.
Yeah.
And then about middle October someday, we'd move the base burner back in the...
Well, that clarifies what a bobsled is, by golly, and I understand it now. This next item is the term you would use for the construction on which you would you'd use for getting boards that you want to saw up off the ground and to have them up at least the old hip height so you could saw away.
Mm. Well, sawhorse.
Okay. And what you'd use to brush the dust off your clothes? You call that a
clothes brush.
Okay. Mm. And years ago, we used to, before the electric razor, we have a straight edge, and what would
razor
use?
Strap. Yeah, I remember Dad using
that. That's pretty dangerous.
That's right.
Edge.
They used to use that for more than
sharpening
the razor.
Used right back here. This next item, what you would put in a rifle or a revolver has lead and the powder in it. You'd call that
cartridge.
A And going back to school days, and we still have them on our playgrounds, kid on one end, the kid on the other.
Teeter-totters.
All right, and the container for carrying coal.
Coal bucket, or scuttles, sometime we call them.
All right. A very handy gadget on the farm, one wheel in front and a couple of posts in the back and handles and carry a...
Oh, a wheelbarrow.
And if you're out using a scythe chopping down those thistles you were talking about, and you're, it gets a little dull, so you take out your pocket a
sickle to sharpen it.
Okay. Would you ever call that a whetstone?
Oh, sure. We use the whetstone on the sickle. I see what you mean.
Uh-huh.
That's
okay.
Correct.
I wasn't making myself.
Well, no. I afterwards, I knew that I had to.
And the great big one that's round that you would turn.
Grindstone.
The car gets a few squeaks in it, and so you decide it's time to have the car
greased.
And let's say you do it yourself, and before long you notice your hands are mighty.
Greasy.
Years before, ago, before we had the electric lights, we might have to leave at night by means of
kerosene
lamp. When you ever use any other term for the
cool oil lights.
Okay. And going back a few years too, when we there were two parts of our tires, the inside part that you would
tube.
Okay. You ask let's say this next one question to this person. Am I or a what?
If I didn't get my...
You didn't get yours, and so the question you might ask that person in order to...
Did you miss me?
Okay. Or, am I going to get one or something of that kind, perhaps? Let's say one of those grandchildren of yours was staying here overnight, and he gets up in the morning, and he just can't remember where he left his clothes. And they're right there close, and you might point and say, well, here, or what would you say as you point?